Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. Happy ni day nine of reset. I greet you as always. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves you and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. I pray that you are still filled with joy and feeling the power of seeking the face, the voice, and the will of God during this journey. As we continue to wait just a few more seconds to allow those who are joining us to get on the prayer line this morning, I want to give thanks to God for the entire team that's been working in the background of putting together our inaugural Reset 2025. Remember, everything you need is online at reset.opendoorsanctuary.org/reset. You want to tell me what you love this morning? Show me what you're willing to sacrifice. For I was in conversation the other day with someone asking about some of the changes that I sense have happened in the kingdom and in church since COVID. Let me tell you, one of the things I believe has changed since COVID, that we have removed a spirit of sacrifice when it comes to worship for spirit of convenience. And by that, I mean, with all the online platforms now, worship no longer requires the sacrifice of getting up and making your way to church. But now we're searching for things that are convenient. The same way Netflix and the other internet platforms grew because they made entertainment convenient. In some ways, worship has become convenient. Now, listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with worshiping online, as we have a really large online virtual worship experience, and I give God thanks for that, for those who connect with us online. And I'll share testimony with you about that one day. But I also believe that worshiping the Lord, walking with God, requires that we make some adjustments in our life, that we don't simply seek a convenient relationship with God, but one that we're willing to sacrifice things for to truly prove our love. As we're hitting day nine and getting ready to get into double digits and be a quarter of the way through, the sacrifice you make, the sacrifices you make are supposed to be inconvenient. It's supposed to be getting a little rougher. It's supposed to be getting a little bit more difficult. If this is still an easy journey for you, then you're not listening to the Holy Spirit calling you to make more adjustments and changes in your life. In order to see God correctly, other things must be sacrificed and laid on the table. This week, we're learning to sacrifice meat. We're learning to sacrifice all of our book, all of our spending. We're learning to sacrifice those social media platforms to pick up a book, to grab our Bibles, to spend more time in prayer. As we get ready to do this morning on a prayer line, I want to remind you of something I've shared before. And that is that when you read the script, when you read the scriptures, the disciples, when you read their walk with Jesus, you'll find the only one thing they ever asked Jesus to teach them was how to pray. It's amazing. The only thing Jesus ever taught his disciples, he spoke about the kingdom. He spoke to the others about the sacrifices they had to make. But when it came to teaching the disciples to prepare them to continue in his ministry, the only formal thing he taught them was how to pray. Maybe they had seen the prayer life of Jesus and realized that whatever he prayed, he came out with power. Maybe they realized that when they prayed, they sensed and could see God doing greater things in their lives, and they wanted to know how to pray because, let's be honest, sometimes just closing your eyes and bowing your head, if that's all you know how to do, then your prayer life will most likely be simply always coming to God, asking God for what you need. There's nothing wrong with that. The Bible says in Hebrews that we ought to come boldly before the throne to find mercy in time of need. But you and I both know no real relationship is just based on give me this, what I need, what I need, what I need. So once again, I remind you of the Acts prayer. It is one of my favorite ways to pray. I find myself doing it throughout the day. You all know it by now. I pray ACTS, ACTS. When you begin your prayer with time of adoration, of expressing your love to God, then you move into a period of confessing your sins. Because to be in the presence of God requires us to be honest about our brokenness. When we move to a time of thanksgiving and then finish with a time of supplication where we ask our prayers, today I want to lift up a special prayer in our time of supplication for those DEI and EEO officers and workers in the federal government, those across this nation whose jobs are being threatened by this new administration that does not value diversity, equity, or inclusion, that doesn't believe in equal opportunities, that want to live under the myth that there's no racism in America, that hard work benefits and sponsors everyone. We have members of our church, and I'm certain you know members whose jobs are in jeopardy. And today I'm praying for them as those, and not only them, but all those who face uncertainty about their future in this new administration. Come on now, let's bow and begin our prayer with the moments we have left. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, today as we rise on this Thursday morning, we acknowledge that it is our mercies, it is your mercies that we are now not consumed, and great is your faithfulness. I thank you, O Lord, that brand new mercies have met us. I thank you that grace will be sufficient. I thank you, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, that you seem fit to allow us to move into another day, that we might seize the opportunities to continue to seek your face. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, and as we look out on this Thursday morning and all the things that this day might require of us, the greatest, Lord, Heavenly Father God, for us is to draw closer to you. The greatest, oh gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, is to hear your voice. The greatest, Lord, Heavenly Father God, is to learn to make adjustments for you for all the time that you have made adjustments for us. For all the times when you have had to deal with us in our sin and to deal with us in our disobedience. And gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, you are willing to make certain that your love shifted and moved in ways to continue to hold us. Oh Lord, we're learning to shift our lives for one reason alone, because we love you, Lord. We start this morning with a bold declaration of our love for you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that before anything else happens on this Thursday, Lord, we collectively, together, declare that you are the source of every good and perfect gift in our life, that you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, that no matter what we endure, Lord, Heavenly Father God, no matter what we experience in life, Lord, Heavenly Father God, you are still sovereign and supreme, Lord, that you still reign, Lord, and you rule over all of our creation. All of your creation. And God, this morning we adore you. God, this morning we love you. God, this morning we declare that there is none before you. God, Lord, Heavenly Father, God, we come today learning to love you with all our heart, learning to love you with all our mind, learning to love you with all our soul, learning to love you with all our strength. And gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, God, we come today to lay our entire lives in your hands. And the same way Jeremiah saw clay in the potter's hands, today, oh God, we put our lives in your hands because we love you and we trust you. Beloved, that's the second bold declaration I want to make this morning. Tell the Lord openly with your mouth, Lord, I trust you. When I don't understand you, Lord, I still trust you. When I don't like what is happening in my life, Lord, I still trust you. When things seem to be going wrong and going left and doing quickly, Lord, I still trust you. Lord, when the doctor is given a diagnosis that I did not see coming, Lord, I still trust you. When I see my loved ones, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, suffering and struggling and going through sickness and disease, oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, we still trust you. Our faith in you demands that we still trust that you are working things together. Remember, when it seems like God isn't good, it's only because God isn't done. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we love you and we trust you. We come before you today asking that you will continue by the power of the Holy Spirit to convict us in the areas of our life that are broken according to your will. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, those deep-seated areas where things have become so permanent and mindsets and Lord, strongholds have developed within us that make us unaware of our own sinfulness. Those areas, Lord Heavenly Father God, where we become numb to the convicting of Yahweh, the Holy Spirit, gracious Lord Heavenly Father God, those places where we've learn to live with things rather than change things, Lord Heavenly Father God. Those spaces and areas where we've convinced ourselves, well, this is just who I am, Lord Heavenly Father God. Where we convince ourselves, Lord Heavenly Father God, that space where I said, well, God understands. Gracious Lord Heavenly Father God, this morning we ask that you remove all of that from our minds, remove it from our hearts today. And Lord, create in me, as David said, a clean heart. And restore us the joy of our salvation. Wash us, O God. Holy Spirit, speak to each and every brother and sister on this line anytime they desire to go astray. I was in a car the other day, and the gentleman who was sitting next to me didn't put on his seatbelt. And for the entire ride, the chime kept going off until he finally put his seatbelt on because someone had to say, "That's going off because you're not buckled up." My prayer today, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, is that the Holy Spirit would do the same thing for us. That there would be that continual ringing and reminding that we are not buckled in your will, that we are not in a safe space, that we're in dangerous waters when we're stepping outside of your will. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, Holy Spirit, convict us. Never let us become settled. Oh Lord, my prayer is that we would never be in a place of peace, standing outside of your righteous will for our lives. As we confess our sins this morning, gracious Heavenly Father God, we also thank you. We want to thank you for the call of reset, Lord, Heavenly Father God. I want to thank you, Lord, for touching the hearts of believers around the world to say that we've got to see God and draw clearer, that there's a dangerous distance developing between me and my God. And I've got to fix that. Gracious Lord, Father God, thank you for awakening us to the possibilities that are not realized because we're distant from you. Gracious Lord, Father God, thank you for calling us to place and time of disciplining our diet and our social media and our spending. Gracious Lord, Father God, I pray that someone is thanking you for helping them overcome the challenges of resetting. But every temptation conquered. Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray for someone thanking you for every meal they had to alter, for every time they pick up their phone and put it down as we're breaking the habits of running to social media, for getting up early in the morning, getting on the prayer line. Thank you. God, thank you for shaping and molding and making us into something different. Beloved, I want to speak over your life today that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the good things that God is doing in your life. The way God is shifting and shaping and making you. And on the other side of this journey, the you you're going to know and reset is different than the you that began this year. Gracious Lord, Holy Father God, I thank you. How you're doing great and marvelous things in our lives. I thank you that you still answer our prayers. I thank you that things are still working together for good. Gracious Lord and Father God, I thank you for the weeping we endure and that only goes through the night. Gracious Lord and Father God, I thank you, O God, that the weapons do not prosper. Gracious Lord and Father God, I thank you for all that you do in us and with us and for us. And now, Lord, we pray for the things we stand in need of. Your word teaches us to be anxious for nothing. But in all things, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to you. And that's what we're doing right now. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, whatever is heavy on your heart, bring it to the Lord. Whatever is worrying your mind, bring it to the Lord. Whatever is causing you fear or anxiety, bring it to the Lord. The hymn writer said, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." Today, oh gracious Lord, Father God, as you hear and your ears are attuned to the desires and the requests of our hearts, I want to pray specifically for those, Lord, who are concerned and worried about their employment, for those who are concerned and worried about their security, for those who are concerned and worried about their futures under this new administration, for those who have been advocates and trained in leveling the playing field and equal opportunity and diversity, equity, and inclusion, for all those, Lord, whose jobs are now in jeopardy under this new administration, I pray, first of all, that you give them a peace to trust and believe that you're still God. Gracious, Lord, Father God, and that you gifted them in ways that eyes have not seen, and that there will be opportunities coming that even if the doors close, you always open another door. Gracious, Lord, and Father God, I thank you that the book of Revelations reminds us that you are a God who will close a door no one can open, and at the same time, open a door no one can close. For everyone on this prayer line, God, who has concern about employment, who has concern about finances, who is concerned about their career, gracious, Lord, and Father God, I pray that you begin to open doors that no one can close. And God says, if I do that, give my name the glory. Make certain you let the world know that God opened another door for you and you're grateful to the Lord. Gracious Lord and Father God, today we pray over so many things, but we put them in your hands, trusting and believing that you're the God who could do anything but fail. Lord, we love you. We ask for forgiveness for our sins. We give you thanksgiving for all that you're doing. And gracious, loving Father God, we lay our request before you now. May we see your face today. May we hear your voice. May we walk in your will. This is the prayer of your sons and daughters who are actively seeking your face on this ninth day of our prayer journey, this ninth day of fasting. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. And all the folks who were on the prayer line this morning said, Amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, I love you this morning. This is Pastor Hawley. Thank you so much for joining us on day nine of our prayer and fasting journey. I pray that today be a blessed, a beautiful, and a breakthrough day for you. Share the good news of what God is doing in your life with someone else. When the Holy Spirit puts someone on your mind, call them today. Reach out to see how they're doing. There's a reason God brought them to your memory. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. We'll be right back here tomorrow by the grace and the peace of God as we hit day 10. Double digits start tomorrow. Praise be to God. Have a blessed and beautiful day, family.